B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We all got a text message yesterday from Roy just around my nap time, 1 o'clock-ish, and it was like chaos.
It was.
I don't know how anything fit.
So,
the floor is yours.
Yesterday, after I had to go to a doctor's appointment, and when I get home, I got inside my home, and my dog didn't come up to greet me, which is really, really strange. She's always excited and can't like contain her excitement whenever I'm home. So I immediately went through a house thinking maybe she was locked up in a room, and I opened up every door, every closet, and my dog is not there. Gone. And I know she was there because we have cameras in the house, and before my boyfriend Sterling left, I saw her in her her little cage area. So I noticed she was in the house at some point. Now she's gone, and I lost it because my dog's missing. And we had a housekeeper come in that yesterday morning, and so I immediately assumed that she got out of the house. Immediately assumed. Mm-hmm. So I am panicking. I'm running through the neighborhood, screaming her name, trying to find her. Can't find her anywhere. I'm going through people's backyards. My neighbors, by the way, who I've never met, I'm now in their backyard.
I now know everybody.
Yeah. Oh, we know everyone now. I call Sterling. I can't get a hold of him. I'm calling his coworkers. I'm crying. I can't find Callie.
Did you think when you were calling Sterling that he would know where she was, or maybe he took her?
No, I knew he didn't take her because I saw her in the cage when he left.
Okay, so you just know she's missing and I needed him home.
I needed him to come home.
So I thought when I originally read your text message, I thought maybe like one of your cleaning ladies was taking things out to her car and left the door open and then realized Callie was gone and called you. So the cleaning, like,
no one called me. In fact, I called the cleaning company and they said, no, the dog's in the house. They left and the dog was in the house. So which made this even more of a mystery. And so at this point, I'm like in the crawl space. I'm taking out things out the shed. I'm now destroying my now clean home. Closets are being emptied. And couches are being flipped.
Nothing motivates Roy to this point of what you're doing. Running up and down neighbors' yards, under crawl spaces, cleaning out.
And let me tell you, yesterday I didn't wear a belt. And so I'm like every 3 feet, my pants are nearly falling. And I'm running through my neighborhood like a madman trying to pull up my pants.
Can you?
Screaming.
Is your security system one that you can go back and watch?
So then, you know, I would try to, while I'm running around screaming, look at my phone camera, on my phone, trying to look at the camera to see if I can see a time that she got out of the house and which way she went. And I can't really see it. I'm very distracted. And so Sterling comes home. He's helping. He's screaming. I call the owner of the company that cleaned my home. Mm-hmm. She's at my house. And I told her she better start looking for my dog. Because clearly, my dog was safe until your maids came.
Your dog didn't open the front door and walk out himself.
Did you think to call Nicole at all?
Nicole?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, she's kind of closer to you and she'd be all in.
I was panicking.
Okay.
I mean, I thought There was a period where I called my mom because I drove to the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department where they keep the dogs. And I called her and I was like, I'm pretty sure my dog's dead.
Aww.
There's no way that I know Callie and she's afraid of loud noises. She's afraid of everything. She's not a survivor out in the wild.
She's skittish.
She's very skittish. She would hide.
She's easily to run across a road or across a street without any care about the car. Like,
she's not a darter, you know, but if she's scared, I could easily see where she would hide and then never come out, and then because it's freezing cold, not survive.
What a terrible feeling though, to think at any point that your dog is dead. You know, and you have no answers. Oh, that's terrible,
bud. I'm on the phone with my mom crying. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to hold.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never going to see her again. And I got to say that the community, my neighborhood community, pulled together. And
the community you weren't a part of until yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what neighbors are, though, man.
I'm standing in line at the CMPD, waiting. I'm like a freaking number, waiting to spill my heart out to say, hey, can we go look through these dogs? And I think to myself, you know what? Let me text the people from the North Mech Animal Rescue. And as soon as I'm about to text them, I get a phone call from North Mech Animal Rescue. Like, literally at the same time.
Because she's collared, tagged.
Tagged, and it's in North Mech. And my heart drops because I'm like, there's no way they would call me unless they had my dog. And so, it all happened at the same time, too. And while that phone's ringing, I see Sterling text message pop up saying, I found her.
Oh.
And so I answer the phone, and she said, hey, someone found your dog. Took her to the animal hospital. We went to go pick her up. And then I'm then finding all these text messages from Sterling on the Nextdoor app of all my neighbors posting photos of this one woman named Hope who posted a photo of my dog. And then all my neighbors underneath them like, hey, I know the dog owner. I know who owns that dog. They're out in the neighborhood screaming like a bunch of mad, crazy men.
It's amazing. That's awesome. That's what it's about, man.
And so I went to go pick up Callie, and she looks like she left. She hadn't been on her own since like 8 o'clock that morning.
Aww.
She looks tattered.
You would have thought this dog was in the wild for months.
Oh, no.
Poor Callie. Mud all over her hair is messed up. She's a short haired dog, and somehow it's messed up and meshed weird. I mean, it looked like she was a wild animal.
So do you know how far she went from your house?
I don't know what she did all morning. I know that I got to shout her out. Her name's Hope. And Hope saw her run across Central Avenue, Raton Plaza, maybe like 3 blocks from my house, maybe 2 blocks from my house, not far at all, but she went across a four-lane major intersection, and she almost got hit by an F-150.
Aww.
And so they pulled a Nicole and went to like stop traffic and to go get my dog and finally lured my dog into her car at a check-in-a-cash place.
And that's not easy.
No. Well, because she's scared. If you're in a car, she's scared of your car.
Right. Callie's friendly, though.
She's friendly once you're out and you're near her, but she's afraid of vehicles.
Ugh.
And so they took her to the hospital to make sure she's okay.
They took her to the hospital and not just right to the...
Not to the shelter. They took her to...
Amazing. Wow.
I know. And so I'm calling. I'm on the phone with Hope, and I'm like, can I have her address? Can I send you something? Like, literally 20 minutes ago, I thought my dog's dead and I'll never see her again. And you gave me my dog back. Like, and I'm crying I was a total mess. And I don't have her address. I just know her name. And I'm so thankful that out of everyone who passed my dog yesterday, who my dog, by the way, was wild for hours on end, just out in the neighborhoods, she stopped and took care of my dog.
And that's why in 10 minutes from now, Roy's got a little song for Hope. That he's going to sing her live on the radio.
This is the only way
I can thank you, Hope.
Do you see why it's so important to know your neighbors now?
I do. Well, the one neighbor, I still have a language barrier, so we don't. But they were able to pick up dog, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, no dog. But the other one, Wayne, right across the street, he was really nice, and he's like, yeah, you know, I think I saw your dog was on Nextdoor app, and I didn't even know there was a dog section on Nextdoor app.
What a great feel good story to a great ending. Do we know, like, did she just walk? Because you got a fenced backyard.
Yeah. So what it appears to, you know, it's one of those things. You know, they say like when an airplane crashes, it's not one thing that goes wrong; it's like 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of one of those things.
Perfect storm.
Callie didn't have her leash on her collar on because typically we only put her collar on when she goes outside. And then on top of that, instead of the maids loading everything up on the side door where I have the camera, they loaded all the equipment through the front door where I don't have my camera hooked up. I can see the front yard, but not the door. And so we missed the shot of her leaving in that time at 8 a.m. when they were loading in. I don't know why they decided to use a different door yesterday, but that day, And the other thing, and I've said it before on the show earlier, my dog doesn't dart, so they also must have let the door open for a good period because she wandered out.
Right.
You know.
240 says, Roy, I'm crying. I'm so happy she's okay. This is making me cry. I'm glad she was found. And yeah, I mean, a lot of people are in tears. You're making people feel emotional.
I was in tears, man.
I'm so happy.
I called Sterling, and I'm in tears. And it had to have been scary for him. And the first things out of my mouth is, something bad's happened. And he goes, are you okay? And I'm like, Callie's not here. I don't know where she is. She's not here.
Yeah.
Mm. And so now my house is a mess, and now I need a new housekeeper because I fired them last night.
I was going to say, where are the bodies buried?
Yeah, they're not. And I'm so upset with them because I called the owner to fire her, and she thanks me for letting her know. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. That's the word you use. Not thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. But so last night, did you and Sterling just like sleep and be sandwich her? Dude, Callie?
Yeah, not the maid. Callie. She slept right in the bed.
Yeah, we had her all night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.